Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, the last Sunday of March, March the 31st, 1985. This is the Pastor James Hamlin, trusting you will enjoy this service by means of this tape. God bless you. If you lead some prayers, please.
Lord, we just thank you for another Lord's Day. Thank you that we can come to your house, Lord, to learn more about you, Lord. And just pray that if there's anyone here that doesn't know you, that something said or done today will call them to know you before it's everlasting and too late, Lord.
Amen.
We just pray for the funeral services this evening, Lord, that you will bless and comfort Kathleen's family, Lord. And just pray that John will somehow just come and see that he needs you, Lord, and just come say before it is too late. Just pray that this offering will go to reach more, to come to know you, Lord. Just pray all these things for you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Steve. Jimmy and Bobby to come up at this time. They're going to give us a word of testimony before the baptism service. I know God has done a work in their lives, and they want to take a minute or two to give us a word of testimony. Jimmy, I've got you down first, but we'll let you come and give what the Lord has done for you. Appreciate both of you boys.
I thank God for coming into my life. I know without him, I didn't have no life. And I was sinning every day, you know, before I got the Lord in my life. And, you know, without him, I just became a life. I praise God for it.
We do appreciate Jimmy. He called me on the phone and came over to the house. I didn't know what he might want, and as soon as he sat down in the living room, he said, I want to become a Christian, and I felt right as a feather with him. You know, in trying to lead someone else to the Lord, in seeking to lead someone else to the Lord, it's like being saved all over again. And thank God that our sins can be blotted out forever. Bob, would you come and share with us?
Well, I don't really know where to start, but I just, you know, my dad died. And I just, my brother Bill kept telling me how happy he was and what a great life it was to be a Christian and he was saved. And I guess I just let it pass through one ear and go out the other. And I finally started realizing in the last couple months that I wasn't enjoying life. I wasn't really satisfied with the way I was living. So I came home from a ball game one evening, and I called my brother Paul, which is a preacher. He lives in Texas. I said, "Paul, buddy," I said, "I want to be saved. I said, I need some help." And we prayed. I praise God that I found the Lord, and He's my Lord and Savior. And I you just can't explain the feeling that you have when you're a Christian. Life is just so much easier. Hardships will be taken care of and everything else. I just praise God for it.
Thank you, Lord. Well,
I want to mention a few words about why people are baptized, and then we'll go right into the baptism service as Brother Tom comes to lead us in a hymn. But first of all, why are people baptized? Jesus walked to the Jordan River where John the Baptist was baptizing, and he said, John the Baptist said, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and why do you come to me?" And Jesus said to him, "Suffer it to be so, because thus it behooveth us to fulfill all righteousness." And John baptized Jesus. I believe this is one of the few times in the Bible where the Trinity is present. God the Son was there in the Jordan River being baptized. God the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus in the bodily shape like a dove, and John, this was a sign to John the Baptist that this was the one. And Jesus, or John even said, "There's one coming after me. I baptize you with water. But there's one coming after me whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Now that's the baptism that Bobby and Jimmy and all of us here today who are saved has already experienced. Because the Bible says, if we have not the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His. And He gives us the Holy Spirit when we're saved. And so there in the Jordan River was Jesus, God the Son, the Holy Spirit descended in a bodily form like a dove, and God the Father said from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Bible says in Romans 6, "Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?" In other words, John was saying, or Paul here in Romans chapter 6 was saying, shall we go right on in sin, sinning more or less every day, that God's grace may be given to us abundantly? And Paul said, "God forbid, certainly not. How shall we that are dead to sin?" There was a point in these two boys' lives when they were dead in another way. They were dead in sin, and we were dead in sin. But right now, they're dead to sin. The things of this old world should not attract them as it did before, because now they have a new life. They have the Holy Spirit living within. Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into His death? Baptism in literal water teaches the death of that person. Dead to sin. We bury them in literal water. That teaches the burial of Jesus. The death of Jesus, the burial of Jesus, and the resurrection of Jesus. It teaches the gospel. That's why baptism. And we come out openly. I don't believe the Lord wants any secret disciples. Sometimes I guess we're secret disciples. The Lord wants us to rise, to walk in newness of life. Verse 11 says, "Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Verse 13 says, "We're not to yield our members, our hands, feet, eyes, ears, all of our body We shouldn't yield our members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves to God as those that are alive from the dead. Thank God today for these two fellows. And this time, Brother Tom is going to come to lead the congregation. And shall we gather at the river? As Jimmy and Bobby follow the Lord in baptism today.
Well, let's get us a hymn book and turn to page 425, and let's stand and sing, "Shall We Gather at the River?"
Father, we thank thee this morning for this dear fellow. Thank thee for his testimony, Lord. Father, for all that you're going to do in his life in the days of his. We thank thee, Father, for his family. We just ask your blessing, Lord, upon each of them. We just pray that this day, Father, would be a day of victory, that Satan is defeated, and the Lord gets the victory. Just pray for Bobby, Lord, as he continues to live for thee. That my Father to love him, encourage him, and be a blessing to him. We just thank thee for all you want to do in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. In love and obedience to the righteous command upon the authority of the Airport Gardens Baptist Church and God's holy word, and also upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, I baptize this, my brother, Bobby Causey, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We thank thee this morning again for another one who has come to know thee. Father, we ask your blessing upon Jimmy and his whole family. We do thank thee for them, Lord, and we just pray that this will be a day in their lives that they'll never forget. We just ask your blessing, Lord, upon the needs that this dear man has. We know no need is so great of what you're greater. And Father, we just pray that we'll do as your word says, and we'll cast all our cares upon thee, because you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In love and obedience to the righteous command, upon confession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as personal Savior, upon the authority of the Airport Gardens Baptist Church and God's holy word, I baptize this, my brother, Jimmy Davis, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You're a good-sized fellow, brother. I love you. Brother Tom's going to come to lead us in a song, I Surrender All. I trust that's what these fellows have done, that they've given their all to Jesus. God bless you.
Page 349. Let's stand again.
going to do something a little different today in our Lord's Supper service. We should have been doing this a long time ago, I guess, involving more of our deacons in the Lord's Supper. So we're going to call on Brother Kermit, our chairman of deacons, to come at this time and tell us the meaning of the Lord's Supper. Why do we have the Lord's Supper? Brother Kermit, you come and share with us.
Before we do that, I've got Kenneth Hoskins was mentioning that there's going to be quite a few folks here at the funeral this afternoon, friends of Kathleen. And those that can, if you would, double up in a car, or if you can walk or something, would help. We'll have a parking problem if everybody drives. So with the rain, you don't want to park too far away. If there's any help that you can provide in this, it'd be appreciated to be able to park away or park as close as you can, or if you can double up with someone, it would be helpful. Also, Brother James has an aunt that died, and she'll be buried. Her funeral is tomorrow afternoon. So Brother James has a member of his family that died also. We don't want to forget that. In the service today, you're looking at the two ordinances that we have. The first ordinance is done because Jesus commanded it. We do that as an act of obedience. We do that ordinance because he said to do it. We do this, the one that's coming up, the Lord's Supper, we do it in remembrance. So there is a difference. He says, do this, and as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. We take the bread, and that is to remind us of the body of Jesus. And when we take the wine, that is to remind us of the blood of Jesus. Jesus wants us to ever be mindful of what he did for us, of the fact that he provided a way for us to be reconciled back to God. And we do this in remembrance of that act. The Apostle Paul, in his letter, said it's not a meal. If you're going to eat at home, it's a reverent thing, a thing that we do because we want to always remember what God done for us. The fact that Jesus, he did not have to, came, walked upon the face of the earth, and gladly went to the cross and was crucified upon the cross, not for his sin, not for any sin or any wrongdoing that he did, but because of me and folks like us, he did this. And he said, do this ordinance from time to time in remembrance of me. And here in this church, we do it once, what we call once every quarter. Sometimes we do it in the morning service. Sometimes we do it in the evening. And Jesus also said that we should not partake of the Lord's Supper unworthy. By that he's saying that if you're not a believer, then it has no meaning. So the Lord's Supper is something that is for Christians, people that have accepted the Lord. So today in the Lord's Supper, if you believe in the Lord, if you've accepted the Lord as your Lord and Savior, then you participate. Because then he means something to you. It's not something that's to be taken lightly. But in the Lord's Supper, we want to caution that there is no saving grace. If you partake of the Lord's Supper, it does not save your soul. If you're baptized, it will not save your soul. These are ordinances and things that we do in obedience to God in one instance, and in remembrance of God in the other one. And we do them after we are saved, after we've accepted the Lord as our personal Savior. So the Lord's Supper is something that we do, as we said, because we want to remember what Jesus did for us. He paid it all so that we could have life and have it more abundantly, so that we could have life and go beyond and live with him forever. And here today, with the ordinances, we are looking upon the ordinance and partaking of these ordinances. And this one is in remembrance of what Jesus did for us. The broken body, the spilling of the blood. Because without the blood of Jesus, there is no remission of sin. There is enough blood spilt upon the cross to cover the sins of everyone that's ever lived and everyone that ever will live. So there is no shortage of blood from Jesus to cover our sins. He can cover. He has shed enough blood to cover our sins if we simply accept. And for those who have accepted, those who believe in our Lord and Savior, we will now have the Lord's Supper, and I would like to read from 1 Corinthians 11, if I may please. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. And do this in remembrance of me. If the deacons will come forward, we will have prayer and then we will take of the bread. Brother Earl, would you give thanks for the bread, please?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for what was done for us on the cross. Thank you, Father, for the broken body that paid the debt for our sins. And thank you, Lord, for teaching us to commend you. And Lord, what we've learned through your word about the way sacrifice made for the rest of the world, be buried in your heart. May we always love you, Father. Because you first loved us, we just pray a little bit. Our very lives will be brought down and pleasing to thee. Just in my precious name. Thank you.
for what you did for us, Father, and paying the price. And Father, we thank thee that all we have to do is simply by simple childlike faith accept thee. And Father, we ask that you continue to bless and direct and guide us. And Father, give us this faith that we can ever be mindful of the things that you've done and never mindful, Father, of the body. And be with us now, Father, in all things. This we pray that for Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
And after the same manner also he took the cup, which he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do often as you think. Drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you do eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes.
Thank you.
service, the meaning of this service, and all you've done for us, and all we thank you for this blood, Lord, that you sacrificed for us, Lord, our sins, Lord, that we can live ever after with you, Lord. We thank you for all of us that's here today, and we thank you so much, Lord, for the love that you give us. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
At this time, we'll turn the service back over to Brother James, our pastor. We do appreciate you being here and listening with us today. Do hope that as he comes, that you will find it within you, if you haven't joined the band of Christians here or somewhere, that you'll see the need and will accept Christ as your Savior. That's what it's all about, and that's why we're here. And we do appreciate each of you being here with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Kermit, and also our deacons. We have 7 deacons here in our church, and we appreciate and love each one of them. And just ask your blessing, ask your prayers for them as they help us to guide the church as we look to the Lord. Our hymn of invitation today is going to be page 204. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all. Everything. He gave his life as a ransom for many. And a ransom is a price paid so that another can go free. And unless you accept his ransom, you're never going to be free. Film that we're going to have tonight, God's Prison Gang. Every one of us here today is someone's prisoner. The Lord's prisoner. Paul called himself the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Whose prisoner are you? As Brother Kermit said, if you're here today without the Lord, there's no better time than to get right with the Lord today. As Brother Tom comes to lead us in this song, 204, as we stand to sing.
Thank you.
right ahead.
Thank you.
you very much, Maxine. At this time, the Gardner is going to come to sing for us. Appreciate them, too. And Jim, I guess he's going to sing Beulah Land sometime for me. I don't know if he's going to do it tonight or not, but Fred tells me you were practicing on that, Jim. That's my mom's favorite song, because she's headed to that place, and I trust every one of you are. If you're not, you can get ready tonight. Go to be with the Lord someday.
The only reason we got this equipment up here is because of one song. I was afraid I couldn't be heard on it if I didn't have it. I can't stand the thoughts of being up here and not be heard.
Walk down the aisle. Resta has been here so many times, I'm not even going to mention us. Jim Sutton, he's going to sing a song now that I tried to sing this afternoon, and I hope I didn't do too bad a job on it, but he can do better. He's going to sing, "I Won't Have to Cross Jordan Alone." Sing one more. Is that footsteps that I hear?
We are going.